This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Here are 14 stories that we're watching this morning, April 26, 2024. First, the markets look poised to recover today after Microsoft and Google both posted solid earnings after close last night. Second, Google Alphabet's up about 12% so far today. We'll look at those numbers again throughout the day. Third, Microsoft also up today, better cloud performance, up about 4% so far. Fourth, as U.S. inflation worries grow, the 10-year Treasury gets closer to, again, 5%, which has traditionally been a really attractive spot for investors in Treasuries. Fifth, Elon Musk has an AI startup that's hitting it out of the park. It's called XAI Corp. You know, God bless them, valued currently at a value of $18 billion, according to a person familiar with the matter. We'll discuss in a moment that Tesla's also having a good day. Sixth, Harley Davidson, the motorcycle company, dropped 16% yesterday. I do my best to keep my children off of motorcycles. Seventh, Meta Platforms, Facebook, dropped 10.5% yesterday. It's having a tougher day than some of these others. Its earnings were actually fine, just its prospects, its forecasting was not so good. Eighth, we've already mentioned three of the magnificent seven stocks above. Let me give you the other four. Apple was up slightly yesterday. Amazon was down 1.65% yesterday. NVIDIA was up yesterday, and Tesla was up as well. We'd already mentioned Facebook, which was down, Microsoft, which is up, and Google, which is up. So those are your magnificent seven stocks for the day. There's also a story about Bill Ackman, the billionaire, and which of the seven magnificent stocks he's doubling down on. It turns out he's doubling down on Alphabet, Google. Ninth, IBM dropped nearly 9% yesterday, just a bad day. Tenth, Norway is what they call the trillion-dollar man in fortune, says that the U.S. beats Europe because the work ethic in the U.S. and the ambition is better in the U.S. Fascinating perspective. Let's hope it stays that way. 11th, there's articles all over the place on this, that the U.S. economy may be barreling towards what they call stagflation, which those of the 70s remember, relatively stagnant growth, but constant inflation, trying to avoid that. Deficit spending with low growth is a very bad way to go. We referred to it yesterday as fat, dumb, and stupid, which is high deficits and low growth. It's a bad combination. 12th, this is a headline you've not seen in a couple of years now. Lazard, and this is just indicative of investment banks, had great revenues for the quarter based on more deal making going on. Now, Lazard's one of the smaller investment banks, so a couple of deals can really move the needle. But that's something we just haven't seen for a while. 13th, Intel is down again, just in bad shape, down 8% pre-market. It's become really the commodity chip maker. What a horrible place to be after such a great, great run for that company over so long. 14th, a great pleasure yesterday to moderate a Becker's Healthcare Advisory Board meeting on physician relations, physician recruitment, what's going on, what's going well, what's going bad. Lots of specialties where there's lots of shortages, fascinating to actually hear. Again, fascinating. Again, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We'll be back with you today on a couple of other subjects. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you very much.